You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to an offering of light. I am Robin, your host and your healer. As usual, the producer makes me laugh so hard before we come on. Anyway, welcome to Thursday Night Light on A1R Psychic Radio. I am the first show of the evening, and I hope I am helpful to you on your healing journey. If you like what I have to offer, please go to my website at robinchaney.com and see what other offerings I have. And for the new people here, welcome. And for the people who are returning, welcome back. I'm excited that you're here. And tonight I have a caller and I'm all excited. So all I know is her name is Laura. So we will find out how she is and what I can help her with as soon as she is on the line. So hopefully, Dave, are you able to get in touch with her? Maybe. Maybe not. Oh, anyway, while we're waiting on that, let's everybody just get comfortable and take a deep breath in on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. And let's do that one more time on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Okay. All right. So I'm just going to start running light until we get the caller situation under control. Laura is in Vero Beach, Florida. Oh, that's not too far from me. Cool. Exciting. How's everybody? Is everyone frozen? I mean, I'm in Florida and it's really cold. Like we're going to like have like the lowest temperatures I think ever, like this weekend, like in the teens, and I'm in like central Florida. So that's like unheard of. So we have been freezing for a couple days, especially in the nights. I know it's nowhere near most of y'all. I heard like somebody said they were like negative 19 or something in Minnesota the other day. It's like, oh my gosh, a negative 9 or oof, it's just so cold. So I hope everybody is safe and everybody is warm. All right. So Laura is ready. So we're going to go ahead and bring her on. All right, here we go. Laura?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Well, I'm hanging in there. How about yourself?
I am also hanging in there. You know, my mother's name is Laura. So it's nice to meet another Laura.
Very, very. Thank you.
So what's going on? What would you like me to try to help you with tonight?
Well, I think for me, there's been an unexpected change in my health situation that I had no clue about, that I just found out about a few days ago. And so I'm just wondering, you know, if there's any guidance from Spirit on what's the best way for me to continue forward with this.
Okay, hold on one second. I shuffle cards with my hands because I have a lot of energy that go through them. I couldn't find my cards and I was like having a panic, a little panicky. Okay. So sorry about that. I was like, where are my cards? And then I just dropped them all over the floor. So now there's no help. Not helpful.
No, it's okay. I mean, these are odd times we're in. There's ugly lower vibrational energy all over the place now that never used to be quite this dent, you know?
And that, like, because it's coming out and it's not no longer covered, it makes me really excited because then we can just kick it, you know, kick it out, right? It's uncovered.
Yeah, darn it. That's right.
So I know it's very unsettling for a lot of people. And I'm just like, man, nope. I see you. Now I can get rid of you. So it's no longer under the surface. All right. So do you mean to just kind of go in? I feel, okay. Okay. Is there anything else you want to give me, or do you want me to go ahead? I can just go in now, or is there anything else you want to give me?
Sure. I don't know if I, how much to give or not give. I don't want to, you know, for people to think that I'm telling you everything. The information is about my pulse rate. I guess it's okay. Really, really, really low.
I was going to your heart. So that's very interesting. So I was like, in your heart. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Because it wasn't like, it didn't feel like a heart related issue. So now I understand. Okay. Okay, so low pulse. Here we go. We know the high pulse is mainly liver. Okay, so I'm just going to start working. I am going actually into your abdomen. It's okay, so you know how your liver starts kind of a little to the left of center and goes all the way over to the right. So we're kind of like right in center, but a little bit to the right off the center, like still in the liver. So I'm going to do some healing in there. You may feel some like aches as I do this. If you're sensitive, you may. To me, I'm coming through with, all right, I don't know how much I can say either because, you know, there's HIPAA laws and I don't diagnose anything, but I'll just tell you what I'm seeing. Okay. So I'm seeing actually pathogens are causing a lot of damage. So it feels like Epstein-Barr virus. So I don't know if you've gone and got blood tests, but it feels like Epstein-Barr virus. It feels like cyclomegaly virus, however you say that. And there's also some like old streptococcus in there. All right. Also feeding. Okay. I'm picking up more on the cyclomegalovirus right now.
Huh, it's cyclomegalovirus.
Is that how you say it? Thank you.
I don't know.
It's cyclo.
You're sharing.
Yeah. So do the cyclomegalovirus. Like if you just say it into your phone, it might pick it up the right way. Hopefully.
Okay.
And then Epstein-Barr to me, that's weighing you down a lot, like a lot in your life. Like it feels like it's dragging you down. So you might want to, like, if you've had blood tests, look and see if you've tested positive for that. And you might have like old antibodies for that, which would mean it's in your body. So like if it's not in your blood anymore, then it's in your organs. All right. Cause it feels like it's very much in the organ, very much in the spleen, like very much in the liver, even in the thyroid. Okay. So you might have something like, I'm gonna say hypoglycemia, but that's not right. Hypothyroid or hypothyroid. It feels sluggish in your thyroid is what I'm saying. And to me, that's also bar related, and then it's very much in your liver, and it's like there's a community there. Like it's not just hey, I'm here. Like there's a whole community set up in your liver with the Epstein-Barr virus.
Wow.
And it's slowing things down. It's making the liver more sluggish. Okay, it's like it's making the liver work so much harder to do what it needs to do, and so it's sluggish and slower. Okay. And because the liver goes straight to the heart's trying to pull up blood and the liver's sluggish. So it can't pull the blood up. Okay. So it's having a difficult time. And that's what the blood pressure issue to me is. It's very much pathogen related into the liver, where the blood, where the heart, you know, pulls it up from the liver, right? The clean blood from the liver, and it's not getting as clean a blood as it should get. So then we want to go into your blood. Your blood looks darker than it should be. I don't know if you've had blood taken out recently, but it looks darker than it would be. So we have some congestion, like not congestion in there, but a little bit of dirt, what we would call a little bit of dirty blood. Want to clean that out as well. But it, to me, it's all stemming from this liver, and it's all stemming from the pathogens in the liver. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. But let me work on this. Let me see if we can help with this. Okay. Now, this can cause some die-off. Do you know what that means? So I'm going to put some light into the pathogens. Okay. And it's, hopefully it's going to pop them off and make them die, but the body's going to have to detox them. And when you detox the liver, that can look like diarrhea. Right? It can look like a lot of gas. It can look like urgent diarrhea. Okay. So you may have diarrhea over the next few days because of the work I'm going to do tonight. Okay. Oh, wait, we only have
no problem. So
let me blast some light in here really quick. I wasn't paying attention to the time, so my apologies. Okay. So if you're sensitive, you will feel this. And it also, you may feel little aches or waves of energy going through your liver over the next few days, okay, as this works to clean this out. So let me just get in there. Oof.
Gotcha.
And just so you know, like the cough can be, are you experiencing anything?
Yeah, I can feel, it's just really slight, but I can feel like waves, if you will, kind of up, down, kind of riveting. In a good way, from my right in middle of my lower belly over to my right thigh.
Oh, interesting. Yay. Okay, I need to trying to keep an eye on the clock here. I haven't seen Dave throw anything up, so. But my eyes are closed, so I'm trying to, like, one eye open. There we go. Oh, 30 seconds, everybody. 30 seconds. So we're going to finish up.
Oh, my God. I feel so fortunate to have had this experience with you. My God. Wow.
You're so welcome. I'm going to keep working on you until, you know, this is going to close out without me being finished. So I'm just going to continue working on you, okay? And I'll continue to work on you. Couple minutes to make sure we just have, you know, some done. And so hopefully that heart will be able to have a little cleaner blood, and you will notice a raise in the blood pressure then. Okay. Mm-hmm.